Now for the 1 p.m. observations across the northeastern United States. In Massachusetts, at Boston, mostly sunny, and 58. In Worcester, sunny, and 53. At Fannis, partly sunny, and 59. And on Nantucket, mostly sunny, and 64. In Connecticut, at Hartford, partly sunny, and 57. In Groton, partly sunny, and 61. And at New Haven, partly sunny, and 58. In New York State, at Albany, partly sunny, and 52. In New York City, cloudy, and 55. And in Islip, partly sunny, and 57. And across northern New England, at Burlington, mostly sunny, and 49. In Concord, sunny, and 53. At Portland, partly sunny, and 52. And on top of Mount Washington, partly sunny, temperature 28, wind northwest at 5. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for Rhode Island, including Block Island and Bristol County, Massachusetts, including Attleboro and Taunton, issued at 10:30 a.m., Saturday, October 23rd. This afternoon, mostly sunny. Cooler with highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 40, except in the upper 40s across Block Island. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunday, sunny. Highs around 60. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Sunday night, rain likely. Lows in the upper 40s, except in the mid-50s across Block Island. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. Highs in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain until midnight, then rain after midnight. Not as cool with lows in the upper 50s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Tuesday, rain. Highs in the mid-60s. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 90%. Tuesday night, rain likely. Lows in the upper 40s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northwest after midnight. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. Rain likely, mainly in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain. Lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Thursday, partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast with gusts up to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Thursday night, mostly cloudy. A chance of rain after midnight. Lows around 50. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 40%. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny. A chance of rain. Highs in the lower 60s. East winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Here are 1 p.m. conditions across southern New England's coastal waters. Off the east coast of New Hampshire and Massachusetts, at Isle of Shoals Tower, the wind was southwest at 2 knots. At Boston Buoy, located 16 nautical miles east of Boston, the wind was northwest at 6 knots. Seas were 2 feet every 5 seconds, and the water temperature was 60 degrees. At Massachusetts Bay Buoy, located 25 miles east-northeast of Boston, the wind was north at 8 knots. Seas were 3 feet. At Gulf of Maine Buoy, located 85 nautical miles east of Portsmouth, the wind was north at 8 knots. seas were 4 feet every 5 seconds, and the water temperature was 56 degrees, to the south and east of Cape Cod, at Nantucket Sound Buoy, located in Nantucket Sound. The wind was north at 10 knots. Seas were 1 foot every 3 seconds, and the water temperature was 64 degrees, at Nantucket Buoy, located 54 nautical miles southeast of Nantucket. The wind was north at 10 knots. Seas were 5 feet every 8 seconds, and the water temperature was 62 degrees, at George's Bank Buoy, located 170 nautical miles east of Hannes. The wind was south at 8 knots. Seas were 7 feet every 8 seconds, and the water temperature was 62 degrees, and off the south coast of New England and Long Island, at Buzzards Bay Tower, wind northwest at 8 knots. At Montauk Point Buoy, located 25 miles south of Montauk Point, the wind was northwest at 10 knots. Seas were 3 feet every 8 seconds, and the water temperature was 65 degrees. At Long Island Buoy, gusting to 16 knots, seas were 3 feet, and the water temperature was 65 degrees. At Block Island Buoy, seas were 4 feet, and the water temperature was 65 degrees. Around Narragansett Bay, observations courtesy of the National Ocean Service ports, at Providence, the wind was north at 9 knots. Kennamaquick Point, the wind was northeast at 11 knots. On Prudence Island, the wind was northwest at 5 knots. At Quonset Point, the wind was west at 5 knots. At Newport, the wind was north at 6 knots. At Fall River, and the water temperature was 64 degrees. This is NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, bringing you the latest weather forecasts, warnings, and other weather information, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Station WXJ39 serves the city of Providence and nearby portions of Rhode Island and southeast Massachusetts, including the adjacent coastal waters. We broadcast at a frequency of 162.400 MHz from the WPRO tower located in East Providence, Rhode Island. Here is the official National Weather Service forecast for Narragansett Bay, issued at 10:32 a.m., Saturday, October 23rd. This afternoon, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots until midnight. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A slight chance of showers. Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves around 2 feet. Sunday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming south after midnight. Waves around 2 feet. A chance of rain after midnight. Monday, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A chance of rain. Monday night, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A chance of rain until midnight, then rain likely after midnight with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots in the afternoon. Waves 2 to 4 feet. Rain. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles in the morning. Tuesday night, west winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Waves 2 to 4 feet. Rain likely. Wednesday, northwest winds around 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Waves 2 to 4 feet. Rain likely, mainly in the morning. Wednesday night, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots with gusts up to 20 knots. Waves 2 to 3 feet. A chance of rain. Here is the official National Weather Service forecast for Buzzards Bay, Block Island Sound, Rhode Island Sound, and Vineyard Sound, issued at 10:32 a.m., Saturday, October 23rd. This afternoon, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 20 knots, diminishing to 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 4 feet. A slight chance of showers. Sunday, west winds 5 to 10 knots. Seas 2 to 3 feet. Sunday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots. Gusts up to 20 knots after midnight. Seas 2 to 3 feet. A chance of rain after midnight. Monday, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. A chance of rain. Monday night, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet. A chance of rain until midnight, then rain likely after midnight with visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles. Tuesday, south winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 3 to 5 feet, building to 4 to 7 feet in the afternoon. Rain. Visibility 1 to 3 nautical miles in the morning. Tuesday night, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, becoming west 10 to 15 knots after midnight. Gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. Rain likely. Wednesday, west winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 5 to 8 feet. Rain likely, mainly in the morning. Wednesday night, northwest winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts up to 25 knots. Seas 4 to 7 feet. A chance of rain. Seasonably cool and dry this weekend. Could see the first widespread frost of the season for interior Massachusetts and Connecticut overnight tonight into early Sunday morning. A slow-moving weather system next week may result in an extended period of wet and cool weather, along with the risk for heavy rain Monday night into Tuesday. Here are the 1 p.m. observations for the Providence metropolitan area. In Providence, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 62 degrees, the dew point 41, and the relative humidity 46%. The wind was northwest at 8 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.91 inches and falling. Elsewhere around Rhode Island, in Smithfield, partly sunny, temperature 59, wind west at 8. At Newport, sunny, temperature 59. At Westerly, mostly sunny, temperature 61, wind northwest at 7. And on Block Island, sunny, temperature 61, wind northwest at 9. In southeast Massachusetts, in Taunton, sunny, temperature 62, wind variable at 5. At New Bedford, sunny, temperature 62, wind west at 10. And on Martha's Vineyard, sunny, temperature 62, wind northwest at 8. Once again, repeating the 1 p.m. weather for the Providence metropolitan area, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 62 and the wind was northwest at 8.